Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. My name is Eric Lauert, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Stoic Coffee Break is a weekly podcast where I take an aspect of Stoicism and do my best to break it down to its most important points. I share both my successes and my failures, and hope that you can learn something from my experience and make your life a little bit better, all within the space of a coffee break. This week's episode is called The Wiser Model. So this week's episode is going to be a little bit shorter. I had an unfortunate incident happen with a plum tree trying to take my eye out over the weekend, and that left me a lot less time to be able to work on the podcast and to really get my ideas down like I usually do. But I did come across something that I thought was really important and very helpful for basically anybody who wants to manage their emotions better in situations. And I really like this idea, so I'm just going to go over it quickly here. You can find out more in depth. It comes from a book, which I will have a link in the show notes for. But it was something that I really liked. So here's that episode. How well do you manage your emotions? Do you feel like you're on top of things, or do you feel like you let situations get under your skin? Today, I want to talk about a model that I came across that can be a useful tool for managing your emotions and handling situations like a Stoic. Anger, if not restrained, is frequently more hurtful to us than the injury that provokes it. Seneca. The Harvard Study of Adult Development is a longitudinal study that was started in 1938. Researchers followed the same cohort of participants for more than 80 years to gather information about quality of life. Now, every few years, the participants were interviewed and they were subjected to a physical to track both mental and physical health. The Good Life is a book by Robert Waldinger and Marcus Schultz, and it's based on the data from that Harvard study. And the authors came to two very important conclusions. First, those that handled their emotions better by facing them head on and not trying to repress them or to ignore them generally reported a higher quality of life and had better memories of the past. Second, it is incredibly challenging for people to change their emotional responses. They found that it didn't really come down to willpower or intelligence, but rather their awareness of their coping patterns and a willingness to change those. In studying those that managed their emotions in a healthy fashion, they found that there was a similar pattern amongst them, and they call this pattern the Wiser Model, and I'm going to explain it here. So the first step is watch. When a strong emotion comes along, the first thing we need to do is engage our awareness. And usually our first reaction is based on an impulse and not a clear understanding of the full situation. When we give ourselves some space to get curious and just observe what's going on and see how we're feeling, then we can get a fuller picture of what's really happening. Waldinger and Schultz write, "Thoughtful observation can round out our initial impressions, expand our view of a situation, and press the pause button to prevent a potentially harmful reflexive response." The next step is to interpret. As Epictetus said, it is not events that disturb people, but it's their judgments concerning them. Once we have some more information, we need to interpret what we've learned from our observations. Often, situations are ambiguous, and we jump to all sorts of conclusions. By simply asking ourselves what assumptions we made about the situation, we can quickly see where we might have misinterpreted something that someone said or meant, or see what kind of meaning that we gave to something. The next stage is select. Now, the select stage is where we make a choice of what we want to do about the situation. And this step should be a thoughtful and deliberate choice, not something that is reactive or impulsive. This is where we try to slow things down so that we can make the choices that are in line with our values and that have a better long-term outcome. The key, according to Waldinger and Schultz, is to try and slow things down to where you can zoom in and move from a fully automatic response to a more considered and purposeful response that aligns with who you are and what you seek to accomplish. The next step is engage. Once you have made your choice, it's time to put that choice into action. Now, this part can be challenging because it may mean that you have to put yourself into an uncomfortable situation, but one that may be necessary. But if you have taken the time to make a deliberate choice, this will be much easier and much more well thought out than if you are simply acting reflexively and will probably have a better outcome than just ignoring the situation. The next step is reflect. The chief task that I have in life is simply this, to identify and separate matters so that I can say clearly to myself which are externals and not under my control and which have to do with the choices I actually control. Epictetus. The last step is to reflect on how things went. Did our plan work out as expected? Why or why not? What could we have done that might have made things much more effective? Taking the time to think about how things went helps inform us of how we can better handle things in the future. And even if we handled a situation well, this is a good step to take because it helps us to reinforce our good choices as well as find even more room for improvement. Dealing with strong emotions in the heat of the moment is not easy, and it's something that we all need to work on. For me, I really like having an acronym that helps walk me through a very useful process. When we're struggling in the moment, it's always helpful to have another tool at the ready. And in this case, we have the WISER model. So go, my friends, and be a little wiser. And that's the end of this week's Stoic Coffee Break. Be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and thanks for listening.